aglow. The speed limit drops from 55 to 45, and then to 35. We cross some railroad tracks, and we're in Roscoe. We drive slowly through a sleepy downtown with a cafe, a clothing store, a dollar store, and a couple boarded-up storefronts. I lean forward and say, I can imagine her in there.
Yeah, Ben allows. Man, I really don't want to break into buildings. I don't think I would do well in New York prisons.
The thought of exploring these buildings doesn't strike me as particularly scary, though, since the whole town seems deserted. Nothing's open here. Past downtown, a single road bisects the highway, and on that road sits Roscoe's lone neighborhood and an elementary school. Modest wood-frame houses are dwarfed by the trees, which grow thick and tall here. We turn onto a different highway, and the speed limit goes back up incrementally, but radar is driving slowly anyway. We haven't gone a mile when we see a dirt road on our left with no street sign to tell us its name. This may be it, I say.
That's a driveway, Ben answers.
But radar turns in anyway. But it does seem to be a driveway, actually, cut into the hard-packed dirt. To our left, uncut grass grows as high as the tires. I don't see anything, although I worry that it'd be easy for a person to hide anywhere in that field. We drive for a while, and the road dead-ends into a Victorian farmhouse. We turn around and head back up the two-lane highway, farther north. The highway turns into Cat Hollow Road, and we drive until we see a dirt road identical to the previous one. This time on the right side of the street, leading to a crumbling barn-like structure with grayed wood. Huge, cylindrical bales of hay line the fields on either side of us, but the grass has begun to grow up again. Radar drives no faster than 5 miles an hour. We are looking for something unusual, some crack in the perfectly idyllic landscape. Do you think that could have been the Aglow General Store? I ask.
That barn?
Yeah.
I don't know, Radar says. Did general stores look like barns?
I blow a long breath from between pursed lips. Dunno.
Is that... Shit, that's her car!
Lacey shouts next to me.
Yes, 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 yes! Her car, her car!
Radar stops the minivan as I follow Lacey's finger back across the field, behind the building. A glint of silver. Leaning down so my face is next to hers, I can see the arc of the car's roof. God knows how it got there, since no road leads in that direction. Radar pulls over, and I jump out and run back toward her car. Empty. Unlocked. I pop the trunk. Empty, too, except for an open and empty suitcase. I look around and take off toward what I now believe to be the remnants of Aglow's general store. Ben and Radar pass me as I run through the mown field. We enter the barn not through a door, but through one of several gaping holes where the wooden wall has simply fallen away. Inside the building, the sun lights up segments of the rotting wooden floor through the many holes in the roof. As I look for her, I register things. The soggy floorboards. The smell of almonds, like her.